Kiss Me While I Sleep by Linda Howard. Chapter 1. Paris. Lily tilted her head and smiled at her companion, Salvatore Nervi, as the maitre d' silently and with grace seated her at the best table in the restaurant. Her smile, at least, was genuine, though almost nothing else about her was. The pale arctic blue of her eyes was warmed to a hazel brown by colored contact lenses. Her blonde hair had been darkened to a rich mink brown, then subtly streaked with lighter shades. She touched up the roots every few days, so no telltale blonde showed. To Salvatore Nervi, she was Denise Morel, which was a common enough surname for there to be plenty of Morels in France, but not so common that the name set off subconscious alarms. Salvatore Nervi was suspicious by nature, a fact that had saved his life so many times he probably didn't remember all of the occasions. But if everything worked right tonight, at last he was caught. By his dick, as it were. How ironic. Her manufactured background was only a few layers deep. She hadn't had time to prepare more. She had gambled that he wouldn't have his people dig any deeper than that, that he would run out of the patience required to wait for the answers before he made a move on her. Normally, if a background was required, Langley prepared it for her, but she was on her own this time. She'd done the best she could in the time she had. Probably Rodrigo, Salvatore's oldest son and number two in the Nervi organization, was still digging. Her time was limited before he found out that this particular Denise Morel had appeared out of thin air only a few months before. Salvatore settled in his chair with a contented sigh, returning her smile. He was a handsome man in his early 50s. His looks were classic Italian, with glossy dark hair.